Hey guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach.
And happy February, guys. We made it through January. I'm so proud of you ladies. We did it.
Literally, I feel like January is always a million years long. And I'm just, the new year is starting in February for me now. Because my household got possessed by whatever sickness you want to call it.
Literally, when Rach came over and she told me Wes woke up with a fever, I was like, so what's happening in your house over there? Like, I'm scared.
No, literally every 2 seconds, it's like, oh, Wes has a fever. Oh, Ty's throwing up. Oh, I might have strep, but I don't. I just have a superior immune system to men, I guess.
Yeah, literally. And yeah, all the boys are always sick over there. I'm like,
so it's fine.
What are you guys doing?
But this episode, sorry, guys, I'm learning how to not hit my face on the mic. This episode, we are recording on YouTube, and we forgot to talk about this last time.
Yes, we forgot.
But we, this year, our goal is to do video. So if you're listening on the podcast, go switch over to our YouTube channel and go watch over there. I love watching YouTube.
Yes, it's
like, so podcasts
fun.
On there.
So fun.
I just watched Emma Chamberlain's with Kendall, Kendall Jenner, and it was fire.
Yeah, it's so fun. I just like set up a YouTube video on my TV while I do the dishes, while I fold laundry, just like all of my tasks while I work. Honestly, when I work from home, I just like have it playing in the background. I love it. So yeah, if you're not a podcast watcher, try it out. Maybe see if you like it. If you
start
don't
with our channel,
yeah, literally go find us on
also,
YouTube.
Also, don't you want to see our beautiful faces?
Go find us on YouTube, but it's just at Reagan and Rach, right? R&R. Yeah, so go find us there if you want to watch our faces.
Yeah, we also put shorts on there. I don't know a single person who actually watches YouTube shorts under the age of like 35.
Besides Lawrence.
No. Oh, it's because he doesn't have TikTok or Instagram. He can't even do reels.
Yeah, he can't even do reels, so he does go to YouTube shorts.
Lawrence, if you're going to do one thing, you better be watching our YouTube shorts.
So true. He needs to subscribe to us.
I know. But so, we just wanted to put that out there. Go subscribe. Go watch our video. We put a lot of work into this. And this episode is going to be about movies, TV shows, and our favorite snacks.
Yes. And comfort.
We want to know yours, too. Like,
yeah,
your favorite,
so make
like,
sure.
Comfort movies or a movie that, like, absolutely rocked your world or TV show or, like, snacks you're obsessed with. Because even though the weather is nice today, like, the high is 59.
Yeah, I just got back from a walk. I'm feeling amazing. I'm like, wait, what? Like, why is it warm?
This is what... This
Me
is-
thinking 59 is warm. Progress.
I know. My sister-in-law who lives in Arizona is like, that's cold.
Yeah. No, it actually wasn't. I like threw on a jacket and my headphones and I just like walked around the block. It was amazing.
I feel like 50 degrees here is so much warmer than it is in Arizona. And maybe it's because Arizona is a desert. I mean, like Utah's a desert. But like elevation,
yeah.
I feel like makes it so much warmer. I don't know what the vibes are.
I just think the fact that the snow is gone and like a glimmer of warmth, I'm cured.
No, literally, I'm about to start my period, and I was like, well, it's not that bad, because it's, like, not in the 30s right now, so, like, I'm fine after.
Seriously, this week is actually going to be really chill, so.
And Reagan was literally just saying that this January wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I was just saying. I actually, usually January is a scary month for people, I feel like.
Yes.
Low-key, I popped off.
She did.
Low-key, I cooked. No, I'm just kidding. But it was a fun month for me, honestly. I worked a lot. I was super busy, but it was all really fun and rewarding things. So, yeah, my January was actually fire, so.
Literally good for her. My January was not. But I'm like, I'll take one for the team if Reagan can have
a good January. Thank you.
And my favorite thing that you said is you were literally like, okay, revolutionary. If
oh,
you have
yes.
a good mindset, it will.
Literally, Lawrence has been yelling at me for as long as he's known me that if I have a positive attitude about the weather and it being cold and the winter and everything, that it will be better. Like, if you just have a positive attitude, it will be better. Like, stop complaining about it. And I've been like, okay, I'll really try this year. And surprise, surprise, it works. So Lawrence is on to something there, guys.
Mindset and tanning beds.
Literally. I'm like, I've also been in the tanning beds this month, so maybe that's what's doing it for me.
Yeah, I am the color of this couch. Don't look. I was supposed to do self-tanner, and then I realized I'm out. So drop your self-tanner recommendations, because I want to try a new one.
A new
Have
one?
You done Coco and Eve before?
No.
It's like the pink and yellow one.
I know exactly which
Everyone
one.
Everyone says it's the best color.
Yeah. So I've heard great things.
I want to try it, but I am trying. I have this non-toxic, I think it's like Beauty by Earth self-tanner. I only have their lotion, but they just came out with a mousse. So I want to try it because if I can do non-toxic and it actually looks good, I'll do it. The lotion I feel like is very patchy. Like it gets in between my fingers and I can't really wash it off because it's like a lotion.
Yeah.
But I did watch this video about like all the hacks and how it's like don't use an oil-based lotion before, don't shower 12 hours before. And this is like really, really dumb of me, but for some reason, even though it says 1 hour, like you only have to wear it for an hour, I was like, well, it doesn't really develop, so I have to wear it overnight. No, you can just wear it for an hour and then it'll develop over 24 hours. I've never done that once in my life. I just thought, I was like, well, it doesn't show up. I'll rinse it off and it'll be gone. It's like, yeah, honey, it takes 24 hours.
Wait, so you were sitting in it. Wait, is that worse? Does that make it worse? Does that make it bad? Did the tans turn out bad?
I literally was like, mine don't look like other people's. Girlfriend.
Because you're sitting in it for 12 hours.
I'm a tornado when I sleep. And so I'm like rubbing it off. I'm like, it's all over my bed sheets. And it's like, I told Ty, I said, wait, I can just wear it for an hour before bed. That's like one Love Island episode.
Yeah, you just throw it on. Yeah, and then shower. Like an hour before you want to shower. Bless her.
I hate sleeping in it. Like literally sensory issues through the roof. So I've just been like, it's fine. I'll be so hot in the morning. And Ty also like hates the smell of it. And I do too. And he just, like, sleeps on the absolute opposite side of the bed. Like, he's like, okay.
He's like, I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. Yeah, you're like, self-tanning. I'm out.
Bye, honey. So, anyways.
That's funny.
It's not revolutionary either.
Yeah, literally. The self-tan of it all. I think we talk about it every episode. Sorry.
You won't hear it whenever the sun's out and I can actually get tan.
True. I'm so excited for that, guys. Literally, I can't wait for the sun to come out.
It's speaking really of that, I got patio furniture finally.
I know.
We've never had patio furniture, so we finally got patio furniture, and it's like an actual table because last summer, Ty and I were like, we were trying to eat. We had these like IKEA chairs, and we were trying to eat on them, and Wes would be in his high chair, but I was like, it would just be nice if we could like bring out all the food and we had a table big enough to put it on and like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so nice. You're going to want to eat outside every night this summer.
I know. And like, I love hosting. Like, it would be fun instead of hauling my dining table outside.
Yes, literally.
When we did cookbook club.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be so cute. I'm excited for that for you.
I know. But
I'm excited for that journey. Everyone, submit your prayers now. Everyone, prayers up for Reagan and Lawrence. Our lease is up here in June. I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast. Our lease is up here in June, and we're trying to find a place to live. And preferably, I want 2-bedroom, 2-bath, cute house in Provo or Orem. Is that too much to ask for?
No, I mean,
because
like,
I fear it is, guys. We reasonable price as well.
Orem. We scored in Orem. Like, our house.
Yes, you guys have a great spot. So, I would love a yard and a freaking garage. That's why I want a house. That's why I'm over living in an apartment, because I want a yard and a garage. The only sad thing about leaving an apartment is leaving a pool.
Amenities, for sure. Ty and I miss the amenities. Like, a pool, trash service, you're going to have to take it out.
Which I make Lawrence do anyway because we forget to put it out. I never use that. Yeah, literal blue job. I never use that trash service. So, honestly, I won't be missing that. I will be missing, like, the option of, like, having a treadmill in the gym.
Yeah, that is true.
And in the summers, I lay at the pool. Like, literally, if I...
You're working.
I'm working at the pool. Like, I bring out my...
Why did I not come over last year? You invited me.
Literally, I'm like, come to the pool. I'm sitting out here for 12 hours.
And like, Wes would die.
Yeah, he could just play. We could just watch him.
Does your pool open after Memorial Day?
Yeah, probably.
But that's in May. And your lease ends when?
June.
Okay, we gotta get it in.
Literally.
Yeah.
So yeah, prayers up that I find a cute 2-bed,
That'd be
bath.
So cute.
It can be 2-bed, 1-bath, but I really would love a 2-bed, 2-bath where I don't have to share a bathroom with, like, if someone comes to stay, they can have their own bathroom and bedroom.
No, that's so true. Okay, just have two little updates. One, I finally figured out my Gap order, which if you guys know, I ordered this sweat set back before we even started this podcast, and I never got the bottoms, and I had called Gap, I had gone in store, and in store, I've gone in store twice. First time, they were like, call this number, call that number, didn't work. Second time, they literally were like, we can't do anything for you, so finally get a hold of Gap, and they're literally like, We can't even offer you a refund, so you need to call your credit card company. Call my credit card company. We dispute it. Whatever. It's fine. And I'm, like, pissed because I'm like, dang it. I remember buying them on a sale. I go to look on the website, and I bought them, the sweats, for, like, $45. But they're, like, Gap, so they're good quality. Right now, they're on sale for $23 because they're having, like, their end. What did the girl say in the store? She's like, it's, like, our end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, so they're trying to make as much money as they can, so everything's on sale. They're on there for $23.
Wait, why did we not know this when we were in the store?
What do you mean?
Like, when we went to the mall the other day. Literally this week, we went to the mall together.
That shirt you got was so cute.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I still need to wear that. And why did we not know the sweats were $20? I would have bought a pair.
No, same. Literally, I was like,
that was not,
And when I looked at the tag, I didn't even see them on there for that cheap.
Yeah, they did not showcase that well in store.
Online was great, though. Okay. And oddly enough, the, like, Kids Gap was, like, a better sale online.
Oh.
So I got West a bunch of PJs, but the guy...
But we did slay the house down with West.
Oh, facts. I showed Ty the corduroy jacket, and he was like, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I know, isn't it so cute?
It's so
cute. You need to take a picture of him in it when he wears it.
I'll do it.
And send it to me.
Anyways, I ended up getting the sweats for half off and then an additional half off because customer service agent, I do this every single freaking podcast episode, was like, he's like, oh, I feel bad that you weren't able to do it and get your refund and that's just a hassle. So he gave me another coupon. So it's actually fine and everything worked out. It just sucks that it's like getting warmer and I'm gonna have to wait until next year. So...
But sweats, nah. You are going to be able to wear sweats until June. I promise.
Okay.
It doesn't get warm here till June.
No,
I've been saying this.
No, I'm like manifesting I can't wear them.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But like over when you go to work out, over a workout set, you can throw sweats on. Yeah. You'll get your wear in them.
Yeah, I will. That's true. Even like in the summertime when your house is really cold because the AC is running. Yeah.
Honestly. I'd be throwing on sweats all the time, year round.
That's so
sweats
true.
Are so worth it.
I know.
And, like, a comfy set is so worth it.
I just
like
got that one, the yellow one from H&M. I want it. It's so cute.
It's so cute. I'm and like, Kobe. Do I go back and buy that
so
for
matchy.
Me? Literally, I'm like, every time me and Rachel
every
go anywhere.
We're matching, I'm like.
Literally, anytime me and Rachel go shopping, she's like, oh, I'll get this. And I'm like, so do I need it now, too? Like, do I go get it in my size? Like,
and vice versa. She's
literally.
Like, Rachel, you have to buy this. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Seriously.
And the only other update I have is Groundhog Day, which... We got 6 more weeks of winter because he saw his shadow. And I said, respectfully, what does a groundhog know?
Literally,
about?
I don't understand the whole groundhog
but also
day concept, but...
If he was like, okay, spring starts now, I'd be like, facts. Oh my gosh, so...
He's so true.
He literally knows his stuff. Like, that's so true. But like...
So true. We would be like, yeah, he's so smart.
No, like,
we love
facts,
him.
Facts, okay. 6 more weeks of winter, what do you mean?
Literally,
also,
so true.
Also, doesn't spring start on the same day every year? So, like, why do we do the Groundhog Day thing? Am I just dumb?
Yeah, it does. On the calendar, it literally always says, first day of spring.
What are they going to do?
It's in March, right?
Psych. Yeah.
What day
up.
Is it?
It's actually coming up. Ty and I did our calendaring for the next quarter last night, and I was like, okay, spring's coming up. Which spring is my busiest season?
Sorry, I'm trying to find the first day.
It's on a Sunday, right?
Of spring.
Is it the 16th?
So it's not in March. Wait, is it just not on my calendar?
Okay, well.
Are we stupid?
Daylight savings is March 9th, which will heal me. And then, is the first day of spring.
I'm Googling. And why is my Google not working? I'm sorry.
Wait, why is... Apple calendar not showing spring. I have it on my physical calendar at home, but
yeah, I thought it was on Apple calendar.
Yeah.
What's it usually about? Falls on March 19th, 20th, or 21st.
Okay. Slay. Okay, so that's literally that's like
we can get there,
that's
guys.
Like a month and a half. We're
we got
literally
this.
Fine. We're so,
so
fine.
So honestly, was the groundhog correct? Because 1, 2, 3, 4.
Then why do we have groundhog
5, 6 weeks? He's correct.
So wouldn't it be 6 more weeks till winter every single Groundhog Day? Or is he just talking about, like, the literal, like, weather?
I think he's talking about the literal weather, but, like...
Oh, what is he, weatherman?
Seriously. And who chooses the groundhog? Like...
His name's Phil.
Wait, is it the same groundhog every year?
There's no way. They've been doing it for like 200 years.
Wait, pull up a picture of Phil.
We gotta pull up Phil. Phil the groundhog.
We'll insert a picture here.
Phil the groundhog. It's P-U-N-X-S-U-T-A-W-N-E-Y, Phil. You huh? Try to say that. That's his first name. Is oh, wait, he's kind of cute.
The same groundhog.
He's kind of cute. No way. They have to, is it like the White House choosing a different turkey every year?
Literally, that it's giving those vibes.
I know. Like, how long is Phil?
No, it's the same groundhog that has been predicting the weather on Groundhog Day since 1887.
Reagan?
Wait, I'm reading this.
He is not 140 years old. Phil's inner circle claims the same groundhog has been predicting the weather at...
Wait, but look. It says yes. This the Phil is the same
makes groundhog. A trek to Phil's tomb every summer to give him the elixir of life. This is some BS.
Okay, you're wait, this is fantasy. He drinks the elixir of life. Now we've entered Oz. We're drinking elixirs.
The official lore is Phil is indeed 138 years old. No, I don't see a single gray hair on that man. Man, he's a groundhog. Get a grip.
Thousands of people gather around to watch Phil's prediction.
The lifespan of a groundhog is 3 years. No.
The same groundhog has been predicting the weather. Kate, no. This is all fake.
You guys have all been punked, okay?
This is a scam.
Who created Groundhog Day? I'm looking this up. Also, ignore the side tangent we're having right now.
Yeah, sorry. This is so fascinating. I've never really thought about Groundhog Day like this, guys.
No. Climber Frias? He created Groundhog Day. Okay. Like, why, though? What's the point?
Anyways, if you guys have answers, please comment them down below. I'm confused about this groundhog.
I hope we get roasted on YouTube.
We will.
Right now.
We will. And I think it's fake. It's got to be, like, fake. Like, obviously... It's not the same groundhog, guys. We're not actually stupid, so don't try and, like, make fun of us. We know.
Literally.
Oh. It cannot be the same groundhog.
So you're telling me groundhogs have a 3-year lifespan, which that's really short. Why did I think, like, 20 years at least?
They must just be telling the little kids this.
Are right? we the little kids? I'm 24 almost. I'm going to have a freaking meltdown tonight about this. I'm literally going to be like, there's no way. He's 140. Elixir of life. What is going on?
Yeah, this is a fantasy. Wow. Anyways, something that I did last night that I have feel has like healed me a little. Sorry, guys.
That was so dumb of us. Okay, continue.
Something that I feel has healed me a little is I organized my whole phone. Okay, guys? And this is something that's been needing to happen for at least 20 years.
Because you've had a phone since you were 4?
No.
iPhones came out when we were in like 5th grade.
No, at least 10 years. Like, I'm sorry, my phone, when people glance over at my phone, they're like, that gives me anxiety. And I'm like, you and me both, sweetheart.
Like, what you do
you and me both.
What did you like, do?
Like, everything. Like, I organized my home screens. I deleted probably, like, 300 apps. Not actually. Probably, like, 20 apps that I don't use, haven't used. Like, what is this? I don't even know what this is on my phone. I'm, like, cleaning up my storage. I went through all my photos. I deleted.
How many photos do you have in your phone right now?
Well, okay, guys. My job, I am a social media, like,
no, it, like
girl.
Can't
like,
be
a
worse than
marketing
mine.
Girl. And so, my whole camera roll is wedding dresses.
You need to get a work phone.
Yeah, we know. That... So that's what I did. I went through years and years of wedding dresses videos and
good.
Pictures and I deleted them.
How many photos
so
do you
let's
have
see
phone?
How many. How do I check?
Oh wait. Was that not it?
Mm-mm.
If you go all the way to the bottom.
6,000?
Honey, I good. Have 32,000 photos on my phone.
Well, you're crazy. Well, no, I just But mine was probably a lot more yesterday, and now it's 6,000, so I'm feeling really
I downloaded, the, it's
amazing.
Called a Swipe Wipe app, TikTok got me, but it's, okay. like, but it literally, you, like, go through by month, and you can just, like, swipe, kind of like you're on Tinder, and, like, delete and save photos, and then it deletes it from your phone, and it helps so much. My thing is I was actually way better about photos, but then you have a kid, and you're just, like, I can't delete, you'll take 30 photos, and you're, like, well, I can't delete a single one.
Yeah, what's the storage on your phone? The highest one?
I think I have a terabyte. My mom bought my phone for me. Because she's like, well, you're like a photographer, so you like need it. I'm like, yeah.
Holy. So right. I'm like, see, my storage is like full. Well, that's my iCloud storage.
Oh. You know what's really
my bad? iCloud storage? Don't get me started. My iCloud storage, that gives me anxiety. That's another
my iCloud storage, like my equivalent, is Google Photos. I don't even get emails on my email anymore because my Google is like so full. I need to go through and save all of them.
Oh, Rachel, I have 4 Google profiles full of photos.
That makes me feel better.
So don't worry, 4 separate ones, like 3 are from high school, like all my photos from high school.
Okay, that makes me feel way better.
Because another one is like my first year of college. Like literally I have 4 different profiles full Google storage full of photos. Okay,
well, if I start seeing photos full on our Reagan and Rach account, I'll know.
Literally, you'll know I've been syncing my stuff up. Yeah. No, literally.
I am very proud of the organization on our email account. So, anyways, we're going to get into movies, TV shows, and snacks because that's why you guys are really here. You don't care about our storage or the groundhog.
I have 5, as I go back to my storage, I have 512 gigabytes used of my storage.
That's crazy.
Photos, applications, messages, podcasts.
No, you only have 400 of the 500.
Oh, so I have 512.
Yeah.
How much do you have? Check.
I think I have a gigabyte or a terabyte. A gigabyte.
She got 1 gigabyte.
Do you remember like the OG iPhones only had like 24 or 48?
Yeah, what were we doing?
You take one photo and it's like, it's full.
I remember getting the full, when you're taking photos with your friends and it's like the full notification is like literally the worst thing you could ever receive on your phone.
What is yours? I have 32,000 photos and I have more storage than you. But I only have 512 gigabytes.
See, we have the same.
What is taking up so much room on your phone?
Applications.
It's probably your messages. I go through and delete my messages.
But mine says applications.
So go through. Your photo.
My Instagram. You have
videos. That's why it's taking up so much room is you have so many videos.
Heck of videos.
That's what it is.
For Xavier, for Preche, so much. Like, so, how many gigabytes is your Instagram? Sorry, guys.
We're going through this right
now.
We're
going through this.
612? What is yours? Why does it have 30? Why? Wait, no, like literally what's going on? That's so crazy. I just deleted my CapCut and that just saved me 100 gigabytes.
Oh, see, I can't delete that, guys. So, anyway, I went through my phone last night with Lawrence. He helped me set a sleeping schedule. He helped me set all these things. I'm going on Do Not Disturb at 9 p.m. So nobody hit me up after 9 because I
won't. Me hitting her up at 10 every night and it's like Reagan's Do Not Disturb. I'm like,
sorry.
I actually have to talk about that. I hate seeing the Reagan has Do Not Disturb on or Tennessee has Do Not. I literally hate it.
Oh my gosh. Good for you, like, though.
Protect your peace.
Okay, but
protect
this is my thing. Honestly. I just listened to this on Emma's podcast and I was like, wait, that's so true. It's not normal for people to be able to reach you 24/7.
Okay.
To have access to you 24/7. It's like, that's not a normal thing. So if I'm not texting you back at 10 p.m., it's like, you know, because it's not normal for us to just like, even like work things. I'll get a work text message at 10 p.m. from who knows. It's like, wait, this isn't a normal thing. I'm not going to respond to this. It's like, not, you shouldn't have access to me 24/7.
Think about our grandparents and our parents' generation. They would leave work and it's like, bye.
Yeah, I'll clock in tomorrow and get that done for you. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, and then people being like, our generation doesn't know how to work. No, we are working 24/7.
Yeah.
Because everyone can always reach us. That's why I asked for a work phone being in social media is I literally was like, I did that with my work phone. When it was 5 o'clock, it was Do Not Disturb.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would come back on or it would turn off at 9 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, and it's so smart. I'm a people pleaser to my core.
Yeah.
If somebody asks me to do something, I'm doing it for them. Then, right then, I will do whatever you need.
Don't do that for me.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I have to set my own boundaries, and this is for my own mental health and peace.
Yep.
I will be on Do Not Disturb at 9 p.m. And that's late. I should go on Do Not Disturb at 6, but I'm starting at 9.
Thank you.
For you people.
No, that's honestly good to know because the thing that sucks though is I walk my 10,000 steps.
At night.
At night because I don't know. I just am not a morning workout girly unless it's led by an instructor. Like, I'm just, like, not going to get up to go walk 10,000 steps in the morning and then have to spend the rest of the day walking around and chasing a toddler. So that's when I work. Because mm-hmm. I've been saving all of my work for, like, the podcast stuff for when I'm walking. So I'm texting Reagan and she'll wake up and it's literally, like,
I'm like, sorry I didn't get to you about these 30 messages.
And I'm just like, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to do it. Reagan will see this in the – like, she just is like –
yeah,
Reagan's the easiest to work with because you're just like, I don't really care.
I don't care. You do you, girl. And I trust your opinion 1,000%. I have full confidence in you.
This is why you have to work with somebody like that because otherwise
you won't
just
do something
like,
silly. So it's like, that is like, I'm really excited about that. Hopefully that will change my life because I am just like, and if I get like a text that it's like, hey, I need to do this and this, I'm immediately, I need you to do this, this, and this. Anxiety is flooding my body. It's like, oh, so I don't know the difference beside like those that TikTok
that trend.
It's like my body doesn't know the difference between getting asked to do something for work, like making a graphic and
getting chased by a bear
and having a gun held to my head. It's like, okay, so
literally my body doesn't know the difference between
this is bad.
Having a period and I am dying in like a literal, like I'm laying in acid and I'm dying.
Literally. It's like, bad.
Literally maybe you guys will start noticing this, but when I'm on my period on the podcast, because I'm literally like so anxious ridden and Reagan's like, it's like, are you about to start your period? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I'm receiving these messages. That's like, hey, I have this idea. Let's do this. I'm like,
no, that's good.
I can't
protect
even
your
think
peace.
About
that's
this
what
right
I said.
Now.
That's what I said. And Emma, literally, if you guys haven't listened to that podcast episode, I feel like she had a lot of insightful things like that
totally.
Her and Kendall talked about. But that honestly was just like, we shouldn't be able to see each other all the freaking time.
Yeah.
And I've been really into, oh my gosh, now of course I can't think of her name, but I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately because I just like, oh, Mel Robbins. And she literally.
I need to listen. I should have listened on my walk.
You should have. She is so inspiring. But she literally was just like, you should not have that amount of overstimulation the minute you wake up and checking on TikTok. Like, she's like, you want to
so
set
true.
Yourself up for failure, go on your phone first thing in the morning. You should not be coming out of, like, REM sleep into going on your phone. And I'm just, like, thinking about the pioneers. And I'm just like, oh, they wake up because the sun is up. They're like, oh, I got to go farm. Gotta make breakfast.
Hey guys, sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just gonna be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient. So I take 5,000 IU a day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code R&R15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much. What are we doing, guys? This doesn't seem healthy. And the hard thing is, how do I stop?
That's why you
it's
have to
such
set boundaries.
An instinct to now get on my phone and be like, okay, what do I need to do today? Like, blah, 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 blah. That's why, low key, everyone's going to be like, shut up, Reagan. Hot Pilates has. When will she stop? Never. That's my Hot Pilates
like at this
has been
point,
OP.
We're Canva sponsor her.
Literally, please.
We have done. She has done more for your business than any of your ads ever will.
Literally. No, that's why.
No, but truly, I'm
going
like
to a
you.
Workout yeah. class first thing in the morning. It's like, okay, this is my hour.
Yes.
This is me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something for me, for myself, for my body. And then, like, low-key, it's so, like, some people might think it's cringe, but I don't. When they're, like, sitting there and they're, like, take these deep breaths, like, be proud of yourself. Like, you
oh,
accomplished this.
Oh, no, that's not
this.
Cringe at all.
You accomplished this today. Like, we're so proud. Thanks for being here. Whatever. Like, take these few moments
being
to stretch.
Being present with your body.
Yeah. And I'm, like, dang straight, I'm going to take these 5 minutes I got, and I'm going to breathe.
That's
and
why
I'm gonna
I need
sit
that.
Here.
I need that. Before I see Wes's face in the morning, I'm just, like, but I did. I think I talked about this. I can't remember. But it's called treating being, a, like, a, oh, my gosh, literally. being a mom and treating it like it's a job. I clock in at 9. Ty gets off work at 5, and then he takes West. And then I have to make dinner, which I would make dinner for myself whether I had a job or I was a mom or not. Like, yeah, you just have to do that. And so that's why I'm like, I need to wake up before West wakes up, because he wakes up at, like, 9-ish, and get ready. Like, you don't just, like, show up to work rolled out of bed.
Yeah, and it will make your day 10 times better if you get up, put an outfit on.
And literally, respectfully, I've only done that once last year. And I just was like, Ty, this is life-changing. Why didn't I ever do it again? I'm like, maybe listen to yourself. Oh, maybe the people.
Wait, like, what do you mean?
I only specifically, like, set an alarm and woke up before Wes woke up and, like, got ready. I sat outside. It was summertime. I sat outside. I ate my breakfast. I just listened to the birds. I didn't have my phone because my neighbor has an aviary. So I just, like, listen to the birds, which... I know you don't like birds.
I saw your video the other day in her home.
Okay, wait, side topic?
No.
Wes started crying, tears in his eyes because the bird was so loud. Like, I am not
kidding. And me too,
you.
Wes.
It triggered my fight or flight. I literally was like full on body jump, and I was like, okay, bye, Melissa.
I'm not messing with a bird in my home.
It's this big.
No, no, no.
It'll follow you on the ground. Reagan.
I'll have a nightmare about that.
All I could think about when we were there, I was like, Reagan would quite literally be having a panic attack.
I wouldn't walk in her house. Like, I would just be like, no offense, I'm so sorry, but I'm terrified of this. I won't be stepping in here.
You and my neighbor would hate each other. He has a podcast called, like, Bird Nerd. Like,
oh,
he is a bird guy. And his license plate is Bird Nerd. They are the nicest, sweetest people ever. And, like, I don't mind. They, like, do little baby quails that they hatch every year. Like, that's cute and fine and chill. Like, little chickens, whatever. And it's in an aviary. It's, like, boxed in. A macaw flying through your house at free will? It was freaking me out. Anyways, back to my thing. I woke up and I literally was like, Tyler, that was life-changing. Like, it was like,
so true.
And I just...
I'm like, girl, why are we not doing this? Get on this.
Quit. I don't know.
It's because you stay up till 1 p.m. every night. I mean, 1 a.m. every night.
Listen.
She's up till 1 in the morning, guys. This is why she's not waking up. Right?
Let me live.
Nah.
No, I'm such a night owl, and it's so bad. Like, my whole family. And that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You were born into a family that went to bed early.
Yeah.
I was not. Me and my siblings, we have literally stayed up till 4 a.m. playing games, and then we'll sleep until 4 p.m. and, like, do it all over.
I know, but Rachel, you just said how good it felt.
No, I know. It's not good for my body. Like, my dad literally was like, hey, I know you guys are all in your 20s and your 30s, but, like, I'm setting a curfew because, like, he's literally. Like, I'm old. I can't do this anymore.
Literally.
And we're like, where do you think you got it from, Darren?
Yeah.
You.
Mm-hmm.
My mom goes to bed early and wakes up early. And she's like, I don't even see my kids. They're all asleep when I'm awake.
That's true.
So, anyways, that is my goal this month, last month. See, I'm starting 2024 in February, or 2025
it's
in
okay.
February, because last month we were sick and just a lot of stuff was happening. So, that is my goal. I have been going to bed earlier, though.
Okay, yes, you have. You have.
I literally will Marco Polo Reagan, and I'd be like, I am putting my phone down. That's another thing. I would, like, doom scroll, and then I wouldn't realize how late it is. And so we put our chargers on our dresser on the other side of our room. And so we charge our phones. Because
that's
if it's
so
right
smart.
Next to me, I won't be able to just put it down.
That's so smart.
But I'm going to
start. Do you have a TV in your room?
No.
Okay.
Because I would.
Because I was going to say, how are you guys? You're both sitting in bed scrolling, you and Ty.
Yeah.
Okay. See, me and Lawrence have a TV in our room, so we watch one episode of our show, and then we go to sleep. Like, there's a show on, so I'm not scrolling on my phone because I can't be scrolling on my phone because we're watching a show. So then it's like I'm not tempted to grab my phone because it's like,
yeah,
I'm watching a show and then I'm going to go to bed. So maybe try that.
See, we're just changing our habits, but we have played a card game every single night before bed. We play King's Corner every night before bed, so we put our phones down together. We play King's Corner, and Ty and I literally are like, when we play that game, we get tired, even if it's, like, the middle of the day, because we play that game, and then we go
at night. Yeah.
So it's, like, changed our brains, but we, like, have our red light on, we're playing our card game, and then we go to bed, and we've been trying. Like, I am in bed at 10, which is good for me.
Yes.
Because at 10, normally I'd be like, let's start a movie.
She's like, let's make sourdough at 10 p.m. I'm like, girl, and you've lost me at 9.
It's like my free will starts the minute Wes goes to bed. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I have so much time.
Okay, but so now.
Ty told me, I was talking to him about this. He said, well, why don't you just split it up and go to bed earlier, and then you also have time in the morning. rather than just getting it all at night. Then he's like, then you have three areas of free time.
Why don't you go on your walks in the morning? What time does Ty go to work? I'm like, I'm trying to make
We're going through this. Actually, we might not even get to the point of this video.
I'm like, Rachel, let's make you a schedule.
Okay, perfect. Reagan got last night, and she's putting me onto it.
What time does Ty have to work every day?
It honestly just depends, but I think it's like 9. But Ty's job is so different than like a 9-to-5 and an office job because his is very much so like he goes out to a store. So he's like waiting on, like he has appointments he needs to go to and stuff.
Got it.
But he's usually at work by 9.
Okay. So if you wake up at 7:30,
yeah.
You get to the gym at 8, you walk
for an hour,
for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Leave at 8:45. You're home by 9.
Yeah. No.
Think of all that time.
Trust me. And I need an incentive. Like, I just need to have a Red Bull in the fridge. As like, so true. It's like, oh, I'll get up. I know I'm going to have a Red Bull.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, when I'm dreading doing something, I'm like, my reward if I go do this is I will get a drink after.
Literally. And I'm just like.
That's bad.
No. But another.
I'm like, do I have no, what's it called? I don't even know the word. This is bad, guys.
Clearly, we don't have it. Literally. We don't know what the word is.
I don't got it.
Are you talking about,
I have no self-control.
Yeah.
I have no motivation. It's not motivation. Like,
what is the word?
I have motivation. Yeah, it's like, get up and do it, girl. Like, what are you doing? Like, you need a drink to be able to go.
No, my mental toughness, it's literally like, or then people literally being like, if you're going to get off your phone, you literally need to count down and get off of it. And I've had to do that. I literally am like,
3, 2, 1.
And
it's like the one where, it's like the thing where she's like, you count down from 3 to get out of bed. Once your alarm goes off.
Mel.
Okay, yes. You click it and you go 3, 2, 1, you're up. It's fine.
Mel is the one who literally talked about that. Yeah. You have to listen to her podcast. I know. She's so good. And she does like the just let them theory, which has literally freed my soul.
Okay, wait, can you send me the episodes?
I'll send you the episodes that I've really liked. I've only listened to a couple, but I'm just like, if I woke up in a dream world, guys, I'm manifesting this, I would wake up at 7:30, I would go to the gym, I would listen to a podcast, leave my phone in the locker, and just listen to it as I'm walking, because that's the other thing. When I walk, I'm on my phone, because I'm working. So I'm just like, I would rather just be walking and listening, and I'm just like waking up,
yeah,
thinking.
Put it in your pocket. I always just stick it in my little thing, and I just,
well, you don't
like,
have,
I just
you
went
don't have
on a walk.
Crippling phone addiction. I have a
I'm like, I just
addiction.
Went on a walk for an hour, and my phone was in my pocket the whole time. I listened to a podcast, and my phone's in my pocket the whole time. I walked for an hour. I came home.
Okay.
Well. I was continuing to listen to. You can do it.
I know.
No, you can do it,
I
Rachel.
I can totally do this. Guys, I'm literally just manifesting.
I can totally
this.
Do this,
I
guys.
I can do this, okay?
Everybody comment down below. She can do this. She can put the phone down. The phone cannot control her.
I'm like, it's in your drywall.
The phone does not control you.
No, and that's another thing. This year, guys, you know this, Ty put screen limits on my phone because I'm literally like, I have no like phone awareness. I was talking to my friend Abby about this, and I was just like, I don't know how much time I've spent on my phone. Like, I'm not aware of how much time has gone by, and that's bad. I understand that. So Ty putting a limit on there, I'm like, I need you to do this for me, has been so great because when I go on my walks, that's my TikTok time. Like, I'm literally like, I'm going to go on TikTok and be intentional about this. And
okay.
And I even asked him to shorten it the other day. I was just like, we're doing less time. Like, I
okay, so then we don't need to doom scroll.
No, I can't. I can't doom scroll because
okay,
there's
good.
A limit on it.
Good.
But,
and you're plugging your phone in over there.
Which I've been doing that for like 6 months.
Okay, good.
We've been doing that. And it does help me go to bed because I'm just like.
I have to put the phone
yeah,
over.
Yeah, and also.
It's true. That's a good idea.
I mean, you guys know Life Seasons is a sponsor of ours. And we honestly need to talk about this. But I take their Sleep Now strip. I cannot stay awake. If I take that, I literally am like, so I have an alarm set on my phone at 9:30. I take one of those because then by 10, I am wiped.
Oh, okay.
Because
good.
I'm just like, clearly my circadian rhythm is off. No, like I could sleep until like 1 p.m. every
Wait,
day.
Wait, that's so good.
So
but
no,
it's
I,
like
guys,
not good,
I've been
but...
working on it. Like I've been working on it. So, and like the great thing is Ty's like really, really helpful. I just realized this. The reason I don't wake up at 7:30 is because that's when Ty goes to the gym. So I'd have to wake up even before him to go
oh,
to the gym.
Oh, Ty's working out at 7:30.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
so
I,
that's
no,
why you go
actually,
at night?
Actually, Ty wakes up at 6:30. I think he would get back at 7:30. He's chill. like, him and I can talk about it. I just honestly...
Him and I will discuss, and we'll let you guys know.
I'm like, Ty, if you're watching...
Which Rachel decides.
Holy cow, this whole episode being about my life. If you guys don't feel motivated...
I was going to say, what's happening? And we're like, it's February. Get off your butt. No, I'm just kidding. But truly, it all started with me organizing my phone and my mental... That is, like, a big mental load for me, like, for my phone. So it feels very nice to have it organized, have my do not disturb on. I'll see you in the morning, guys. That's my vibe for 2025.
I just need to, like, get on her schedule so that I can, like, even talk to her.
No.
Because she's, like, going to bed, and I'm, like, quite literally just woke up. I'm like, oh.
You're like, my day's just getting started, queen.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Okay, anyways, getting to this actual episode.
Let's get into
Sorry,
the
good stuff.
Sorry, we
just spent 40 minutes.
And that's the podcast. Should we end it there? Like, I'm like...
We'll see you next week, guys.
Do you guys even want to talk about movies at this point?
I will just zoom through them.
Yeah, let's just zoom through. Okay. Our recommendations. Yeah. And then if you guys have time, you guys should sit down and watch these.
Yeah, literally. It's just that. Okay, shows. One that I never... I'm not a show girly. I'm a movie girly. I was sad. The whole day, this was during COVID, I watched Defending Jacob.
Yes.
That's my type of thriller. Like, I don't like horror films, but I love that type of thriller.
And the plot twist at the end is crazy. You guys need to watch that.
Yeah. My next show that I is, like, a guilty pleasure of mine is... Actually, it's not even guilty pleasure. Is Sex and the City. It's so good. You have to watch it.
I know. I need to watch this.
The fashion in it, like, it honestly made me want to be a girly who lives in New York. Like, I mean, every girl who wants to live in New York is probably based off of that show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's just a bunch of girls in their 30s, their love lives, wearing fashion.
Cute. I love it.
Yeah. And then I brought this up to Reagan, and I realized, oh, that's not the actual show I'm talking about. Reagan's the only other person I know that has seen the show is Dawson's Creek.
Yes. Dawson's Creek is a classic. It is a classic.
Every
it's
time
so
this,
cutie.
The theme song would come on, Ty would be like...
Literally. Wait, what's the theme song again?
Now I can't remember. Should we play it?
Yes, play it, please.
Dawson's Creek. Let's see.
Oh, my gosh. It's so... it's going to bring back some emotions, I fear.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to wait.
Ready?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wait, let's get to the part. Ready?
Wait, this show slaps.
It's a summer show for sure.
Yeah, it was on Netflix when I watched it. I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore.
I think it's on Hulu.
So, that is a great show.
Yeah. And then
I love that one.
The last one is The Summer I Turned Pretty. I read the books before I watched the show. The books suck. The show is way a million times better, and I'm pretty sure the third season comes out, which is the final season.
Yes, this summer. Yeah. We'll be sat for that. Literally. That show is good. The acting can be kind of cringe. I went... Like, my friend was gone on a mission when that show came out, so I went back and watched it with her again, and she was like, wait, what? And I was like, wait,
the brother
what?
Kills me.
It's kind of a little cringe, but it's really, the story and the plot, everything, so good. And I ate that up. So, yeah, that's great. My recommendation is another Apple TV show that you guys need to sit down and watch. Like, I promise it will literally change your life. Not actually.
Okay.
That might be crazy, but it is actually a shocking
She's
show.
She's like David Goggins.
Literally, imagine. No. The Shrink Next Door, Apple TV original. It's insane. It has Will Ferrell in it, but Will Ferrell, this isn't like a funny show like he always is. He's not like goofy funny in this. This is a serious show. Okay. It's serious. It's so good. You'll be screaming at your TV the whole time because it's so shocking. Watch that one. Another one that me and Lawrence love is Severance. We're on season 2 right now. We're so excited. We've waited like 3 years for the second season. You and Ty need to get on that.
So here's the thing. I need to go to bed early, but I also need to watch all these shows.
True.
When am I watching them?
True. At 6. You watch them at 6 p.m.
Oh, Wes, you want to watch Severance with me? Be sat, little kid.
So true. Life's different with a kid, guys.
I know. Should have got all my shows out, but they keep pumping them out, and they're so good.
I know. They're so good. It's okay if you just watch one episode like me and Lawrence do before bed.
Okay, period.
Then you'll catch up eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, Apple TV originals are so good. Like, they're underrated. Go watch them, seriously. Another my comfort show for sure is
really,
and it's gone.
Okay.
Oh, New Girl.
Oh my, yes,
yes. New Girl, so good. I can turn on any episode of that, and it's amazing. Another one, Jane the Virgin. You ever watch that?
Girl, you know I watched that.
I loved that. I love,
Jane
love, love.
I didn't even know you liked Jane the Virgin.
Yes, it's so good. I loved that show.
And Teen Wolf.
And Teen Wolf. I used to literally devour Teen Wolf when I was younger.
I'm making him watch Vampire Diaries with me. We watch like 2 seasons every October, so we're on season 4. But
Vampire Diaries is a good one. I don't know if I fully finished that.
I know. Everything's like, people change. People get killed off. It just is kind of like, meh.
But the first few seasons are so good. I've started Gilmore Girls. I'll put it on, but it's not like...
It's like a fall show for me, but I'm not like sitting
I need to
there.
Be sit.
Yeah.
I need to be sat, watch the whole thing. But I know some girls are avid Gilmore Girls.
I know.
So
like, maybe I missed my time with that.
Pretty Little Liars. Did you ever watch that?
I need to go back because I don't really remember it.
The first few seasons of Pretty Little Liars, I remember. I literally remember being like, and A is following me. And A knows who I am. And I'm scared.
My anxiety did derive from that show.
Literally, I was like, and I'm next.
No.
A's coming for me next. So, but that show is really good, too. It's, like, so suspenseful, but I love it.
Okay. Next, we're going to do movies. Comfort movies for me, Pride and Prejudice, Cinderella, the 2015 live-action version. I feel like it's the only, this might be a hot take, the only Disney movie live-action that's actually worth watching. And then National Treasure.
It just connected with me what movie you're speaking about.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Cinderella, live action? I'm like, huh?
It's so fire. I watched it when I turned 16. But yes. Like, me and my friends went and saw that movie.
Wait, I must
wait,
look
maybe
at,
I was 14. I was 14.
I must look at who plays Cinderella.
She's so beautiful. They did CGI her waist, so.
Okay.
She's so pretty, and the guy is so hot.
Yes, this.
She's so beautiful.
Wow, I haven't seen this in so long.
It's on Disney right now. Use my Disney account. It's okay. So good. It's such a comfort movie for me. National Treasure and Sorcerer's Apprentice. I don't know, Nicolas Cage is doing his thing in those movies. And then a movie that I think about 24/7 and will never leave my brain is The Prestige. Reagan and Budge made us watch that, and Ty and I literally were like...
It's crazy. It's so good. If you haven't watched it, sit down and watch it.
It's like Sherlock Holmes vibes. Like, you're just kind of like, wait, how did that happen?
Like, yeah, you're like, wait, what's going on? It's about musicians? No, it's not.
I'm like, really?
And no, it's not. It's about...
Magicians.
Oh, I haven't had a Red Bull today. It's about...
Me with my Dr. Pepper, I'm like... So
literally, guys, it's actually so good. They do magic tricks the whole time, so you're kind of the whole time like,
wait, I know. And
what's
like,
going
you
on?
you think it's dumb, like you're just like a movie about magicians, but it's like magicians can't reveal how they do things, but they reveal everything at the end, and you're like,
and it's like these two guys.
It's Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman.
And I literally can't speak. And they're like rivals.
Yeah.
So anyway, go watch it. It's so good.
It's so good. And also, if you guys have a Letterboxd, follow me on Letterboxd because that is my favorite form of social media, along with Goodreads. But I literally love seeing people's reviews on that movie. I went through the reviews and people literally were making me laugh.
So good.
Okay, what are your movies?
My favorite movie of all time ever, forever and ever, is Chasing Mavericks. It's based on a true story of a big wave surfer. Go watch it if you haven't. It's so cute and special, and you'll just love it. And then second top favorite movie is Surf's Up. That is like my family's movie.
Cody's me.
Literally, Cody is me, bruh. Let me be me. I love that movie. I can quote the whole thing. It's so good. If you've never seen it, Lawrence had never seen it when I met him, and I was like, and now I'm fully gonna educate you. So thank you. Sit down.
Yeah. The soundtrack?
The soundtrack literally fire. It's quite literally perfect, and it gets me through life.
We're crying. We're like,
I'm like, it's so good. And I just, it's so good. No, it's so good, guys. Literally, please go watch. Movies that came out this last year that I loved that I wanted to mention.
Dune
2.
Yeah.
I try to watch that once a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so good. I just don't understand.
I am paltry.
Literally. I'm like, okay, pop off, Timothy. I'm listening.
Do your thing. And then Wicked was fire.
Wicked changed our lives. The one with Andrew Garfield and...
Oh, Something in Time?
No. Yes. We All Live in Time? No. That's not it. Something in Time.
No, it's not Something in Time, but...
It is. It has time in it.
No, I know. Well, I'm thinking of Somewhere in Time, which is a 1980s movie.
No, that's
so
not
that's
it.
Not it.
It has, what's her bucket?
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh. Thank you.
We Live in Time.
We Live in Time.
I haven't seen it because I honestly just, like, don't like watching movies that I know are going to make me cry. Like, Benjamin
Button. Yeah, you
Button.
Will cry.
I don't want to watch because everyone says it'll make me cry. Like, Finding Neverland. I don't want to watch it because it'll make me cry.
Yeah, that movie made me cry, but it's great.
Me cry because she's a mom.
Yes, she is a mom, but it's great, and he is an amazing husband to her. You just gotta watch
it. Andrew Garfield is so hot.
It's really, really, really cute, guys. I liked it. I heard other people were like, meh, I liked it. I just thought of another that I was like, wait a second, that movie slaps.
Wait, that came out last year? Oh, Gladiator.
Gladiator, the second one. Yes. I had never watched any of the Gladiator movies, and Lawrence was like, wait, you need to watch it. And I was like, okay. One night, we watched the first one. Why is it good?
So good.
Why is the storyline...
Joaquin Phoenix in that was so convincing. I was like, you are a bad guy in real life.
Literally. And I was like, and why do I want to hurt him? Like, literally, I'm like, oh, like, the whole time, I'm like, oh, I just want to punch him. I hate him. He's the worst.
Yeah.
That movie actually is so good. And I saw the second one. It's pretty good as well.
It's basically the same storyline.
It's basically the same storyline, but it's really good. Yeah. And that first movie, I was like, okay, it's great.
Yeah.
And other favorite movies, rapid fire, La La Land.
Oh, my gosh. I need to watch that. Oh, Little Women.
Little Women. I watch that once a month as well. I make Lauren sit down and watch it with me once a month. We love that movie.
Are you a Joe girl? Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, I'm a Joe girl.
I literally was like, out of the four sisters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one am I, Lawrence?
What did he say?
And now I can't remember. But I feel like I'm a mix. Like, I don't feel like I'm just one of those girls.
No, I think that's why it speaks to people is because you're kind of everybody.
Yeah, you're a little bit of all of them, I feel like.
Except my sister-in-law is like, no, I'm Joe. And I was like, yeah, you are. You absolutely are Joe. But that movie is so good. Like,
so good. If you've never seen it, please go watch it.
So fire. So good. I literally want to get a still of her and Timothy.
Yes.
Like, in front of, like, you can see a little church in the background. Mm-hmm. I literally want to print that off because I love that movie so much.
So cute.
Okay. Snacks.
Snacks. This is where it could get dangerous for us.
And I'm, like, looking at the time and I'm like, we got to wrap this up.
Yes, sorry.
I could talk about snacks forever. One, peppercini kettle chips. You can only find them at Whole Foods. They are so fire. They're in a green bag. And I think about them every day. Second, I literally had to write this down. The popcorn strawberry drizzle Trader Joe's. One of your friends at Cookbook Club brought it.
And Michaela.
Yeah. And I literally, she was like, oh, you can keep a bag. And I was like, oh, for real? And she's like, yeah. Well, I'm an addict.
Wait, shout out Michaela.
They're seasonal. They're so good.
Okay, I need to go. I need to go to Trader Joe's and
you have
it.
To. You should go tonight before you come over.
So true, because I also love Trader Joe's protein bars.
Yeah, and just keep your stuff in the fridge
mm-hmm.
while we hang out. And then Airhead Extreme strips and Sour Punch straws. That's more candy. But
candies. I love a candy. If you guys have ever tried this pink Starburst gummies, they're pretty insane.
Wait, really?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is, like, crazy, and I just discovered it the other day. Okay. It's like, how is there this much flavor in this little gummy right here? I don't know. It's so good. I really love those. I love a Nerd gummy cluster, of course.
Yeah.
Snack, like salty things. I'm mostly like a hummus and wheat thin girl. I love a wheat thin and a hummus.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Like, literally, I could sit there and eat the whole.
There was a popcorn that you said you liked.
Oh, yes. Popcorn. The pink Himalayan salt with coconut oil popcorn. So good. I can't think of the brand right now, but you can get it at Walmart. It's that literally so good. And it's healthy.
Boom Chicka Pop's kettle in the purple bag.
Oh, yeah. I used
that
to be addicted to that.
I can't even get it because, one, my dentist would hate me. Two, I'll eat the whole bag.
Literally.
And I'm just like, okay.
Also, I'm just a sweets person. Like, I'd take a cookie.
Yeah, and you get that from Meg.
Mm-hmm. I get that from my mom. I take a cookie over anything. It's like, here's a burrito or a cookie. I'm taking the cookie.
I know. I still can't believe you haven't had my chocolate chip cookies because, like, literally, they are so good.
I know.
I'll make them for you tonight.
Yeah, make them. I'm coming over tonight,
I'll set the butter out. So okay, it's like, Slay. Nice. Ty knows when the butter is on the stove because I'm leaving it out to soften. He's like, we're getting cookies tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm so excited. Please make them.
I will.
I'll literally cry if there's not cookies.
I have to bribe Reagan to come over.
That you said it,
it'll be at 6 o'clock. Literally. Come over in your PJs and there'll be cookies there.
Literally. She's like, before your bedtime.
Ty's going to listen to this perfect and be like, condition. He'll be like, yo, thanks Reagan for being her life coach.
He's no. Like,
Reagan's finally getting Rachel to bed early and no. off her phone addiction.
But does Ty's a late owl with you?
He's
like, I want to go to bed.
He is now.
Oh, but before he was like,
yeah,
trying to go to sleep.
Ty could, he doesn't like waking, like he's not like an early bird. He'll wake up naturally on his own, but he likes waking up because he knows it'll make him feel better.
Slay.
Ty's on his Planet Fitness grind right now, posts about his Planet Fitness memes, and it's bizarre, but the only reason he has a Planet Fitness membership is because he travels so much, and the only gym that's going to be everywhere is Planet Fitness.
It's honestly so smart for him.
No, I know, and I'm like, it's cheap, but he's just like, Planet Fitness is so effing weird.
It is like a funny meme, but it's like,
yeah,
it's smart for you guys.
Because before like, he makes had sense. Vasa, and like, there's not Vasas in like
everywhere.
Wyoming.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I know there's gonna be a Planet Fitness anywhere. So like, when we go to my parents' house, there's a Planet Fitness up there, and he'll go, and he's like, it's just nice. I can always go to the gym.
Low key, he's on to something.
I know. I'm like, you're cooking with that. Except, where do I go? I don't leave my effing house.
Yes, you do. Rachel has been doing 10,000 steps every single day around that track. I see it.
I know.
And I'm like, there she goes again.
Low key.
She's like, dee, 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 dee,
dee. Without the ankle weights, my balla bands. No, I'm like, low key, if I call someone, I can walk forever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I need to get, like, I literally told Tyler, I was like, I wish we had this gym before we had West because he would totally come out and walk with me. The other day, this is true love, it was so cold.
Ugh.
It was like 20 degrees.
Okay.
And it just snowed. And the gym closes at 10 and I didn't get all my steps in. And I told Ty, and I was like, will you come walk with me? And he was like, yeah. And, like, we're just walking around the block. We have our baby monitor. Like, we're chilling. And he put all his snow clothes on.
Wow, that's slay.
And I was like, I love you. Like, that was so nice of you. Because, respectfully, if you asked me to get out of my bed and do that, I don't know if I would do it.
Yeah.
But now that he's done it for me, I'm like, okay, I'll do that for you if you ever need it. So, thanks, guys, for listening to this.
Yes, thank you. We love you. Happy February. You got this, girl.
Yeah, please comment your movies, your snacks, your TV shows, and what you're doing to, like, am I the only person awake at 12?
Let us know if you go to gym early or if you are a late owl.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys for relaxing and reminding with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.